a good topic for tonight's shiur would be Shemitah. And since we've spoken a lot about the halachic aspects of Shemitah, we haven't spoken about the hashkafa in Yonim of Shemitah. So I thought that that's what I would devote the shiur to tonight and connect it in the end somehow to Hoshana Rabbah. What I'm going to tell you was already printed up in Tavshin Nun Gimel, and originally it was said in Tavshin Mem Vav, so it's gone through a lot of Shemitahs, and most of what I'm going to say, the people from the Moshav have heard in some context more than once, the Lashon Hamata, but Lamaisa, it's good Chazara, it's, especially since it's one perspective on Shemitah. There's a Kliyokar in Vayetze. Huh? Oh yeah, exactly. The Shir is Le'ilui Nishmas Yehudis Bas Shlomo Yisrael Austrian in Tavshin Nun Gimel. Tavshin Nun Gimel, Le'il Hoshana Rabba, we had a pigua here. We had a side bomb that went off and set a car on fire, and she was trapped in the car and she was killed that night. We were in the middle of Simchas Beis HaShoeva in our house. How many of you were there at that time? Okay, yeah. It was a very sad evening, to say the least. So in any case, so we decided from then on that we would make this shir Le'ilui Nishmasa, and that's the way it's been mamish every year since then. Well, it's already now 15 years. Yeah. Okay, there's a kliyokar in Parshas Vayetze. It says, the hoyo zaracho ka'afar ha'aretz. Your children will be like the dust of the earth. So the kliyokar says, just like the offer has a Shabbos every 7 years, so too Klal Yisrael also have Shabbos every week. You see, there's a kesher between Shabbos Bereishis and Shabbos of Shemitah. There are a few things about Shabbos, about Shemitah, that need explanation. First of all, the main inyonim of Shemitah are Avodas Karka, right? The Isser to work with the land. Then there's the inyon of Hefker Haperos and the inyon of Biur. And then there's the inyan of Kedusha Shvius, not to be mafsid, how to eat it properly, and not to do business with it. Those are the three sugim. Ha'ora, just to start, is that in Shvita, there's only two malachas that are asur min HaTorah, and they're the avos malachas of Shemitah. One is Netiya, and the other is Zmira. It's interesting, on Shabbos, there's also lamates malachas, but Zmira is not an av malacha. Zmira is only a tolda. So it's interesting, why on Shemitah would the Av Malacha be Zmira? Right, Netiyah is an Av Khan Lakan, Zoreya. But Zmira is only a told on Shabbos. Why on Shemitah is it an Iker Malacha? And that's what the Torah asks, it, those two specific things. Why Dafka Zmira, which on Shabbos is not Bechlal, an Av Malacha? Since we see there's a kesher between Shabbos Bereishis and Shemitah, so first we'll discuss the inyan of Shabbos and then see how it has connection to Shemitah. Come, there's chairs. Can't you see what he's doing? Come in, come in. There are more chairs there?
Yeah.
Okay, we explained many times, I'm going to try to be makatzer in this part, that there's a medrash that says Shomar v'zochor b'dibur echad nemru v'chein the Isra of Eishes Achiv and the mitzvah of Yibum b'dibur echad nemru, the Isra of Shatnez and the mitzvah of Tzitzis were said b'dibur echad. It goes through a whole long list, the Isra of lighting fires on Shabbos and the mitzvah of making karbanos on Shabbos were said b'dibur echad. The tzad hashava between all these things is that they seem to be contradictory. Here it says you can't wear shatnez. Here it says you should put tcheles on a beged, even a pishta on a shatnez. Here it says you can't marry your sister-in-law. Here it says a mitzvah to marry your sister-in-law. But b'dibur echad nemru, there's no contradiction, just the opposite. If you understand the shoresh hadvarim, the same Torah that said you're not allowed to marry your sister in a situation of yibum is b'dafka the reason why he has to marry her. Same Torah that said you can't wear shatnez, but in tzitzis, b'dafka, it's okay. I'm going to go into now explain why, but that's the raya. That there's no contradiction, just the opposite, that they go together. So it would seem shomer v'zocher b'dibur echad is the same thing. There seems to be a contradiction between Shomer and Zohar, and yet the Torah said, B'dibur Echad, there's no contradiction at all. But Shomer v'Zohar doesn't seem to be a contradiction. One is more the negative aspects of Shabbos, and the other is the positive aspects of Shabbos, Kiddush and so on. Where's the stira between them? So we explained that there are two concepts of Shabbos. Reb Shamshon Foyle Hirsch, this is L'Kvodcha, says that one of the concepts of Shabbos is a very negative lesson, and that is that a person works 6 days. He's very creative. He begins to think that he's the Bala boss here in the world. He can do whatever he wants. Once saw in Miami, a doctor said there is no disease that modern science can't conquer if we had enough money and enough time. That's before they had AIDS, before they had any diseases, you know, that they didn't know about. It was a chutzpahdik thing. I mean, how does he know that there weren't diseases they couldn't conquer? But people begin to think that they can control everything. They're in total control. So one day, the Rabbeinu Shem said, I want you not to come into the factory. Right? I always give the marshal of a man who owned a factory. And he gave it over to a manager, and he gave the manager total control. He could hire and fire and decide salaries. Just he should send him the profit check. You know, he didn't want to work, he didn't want to be involved. And so the manager one day decided, why should I work so hard? I'll sell the factory and live off the profits. So he put an ad in the paper to sell the factory, and the owner saw it. He called up the guy and said, what's going on? He said, it's not your factory. You can't sell the factory. You're just a manager. She said, from now on, the factory's closed one day and you can't go in. And that way you'll remember, one day a week, you're not the owner. So too, the Rabbeinu Shem said, one day the factory's closed. I let you use the world and create, be creative 6 days a week. One day you should know I'm the Bala boss. And if I tell you not to, and that's the biggest aidist that we believe, that the Rabbeinu Shem created the world. And we didn't create it. And we have to live within his framework. And that's the idea of recognizing the fact that the Rabbeinu Shem created the world because he created the Misgeret. So if you have an automobile, right, you have to comply to the specifications of the designer. Because you didn't design the automobile. So you can put whatever you want in the gas tank, but it's not going to go unless you put what the designer said you should put in. And so on. So too, knowing that the Rabbeinu Shem created the world, we are bound to his design. We didn't create ourselves. So we have to do what he says because that's how he designed us and designed the world to be. So one day a week, you remember, you're not the Bala boss, you can't do whatever you want. You are bound to the design of the Creator. That's one lesson of Shabbos. There's another lesson of Shabbos, though. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos reminds us that this whole world has a tachlis that's eternal. And if you live in the world properly, and you use the world properly, you create Olam Haba. Olam Haba is not a different world. It's the result of what a person does in this world. And in that way, a person's a shuttif in Maisa Bereishis. We're partners with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in creation. And we, through our Malach in this world, can bring the Rabbeinu Shel Olam into everything we do and create Olam Haba. That's what the Malachas HaMishkan. Why the Lamates Malachas are Malachas HaMishkan? Because you see what you can do with Malacha. Malacha can create a place where the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, occupies in the world. Comes, we bring the Rabbeinu Shel Olam into the world. Makadish everything in the world by those same malachas. On the other hand, the Lamates malachas are our idea of creation. Because the Mishkan was a miniature, a mini world, mini universe. So we stop creating on Shabbos to remind ourselves that we're not the creators. We're bound to the dictates of the Creator. At the same time, we recognize the fact that if we live in this world properly and we use the malachas that we have during the 6 days, we can create Olam Haba. We're a partner with the Rabbeinu Shlom in Maisa Bereishis. And therefore Shabbos has two ideas to it. There's a Shabbos before the week and Shabbos at the end of the week. Same Shabbos, but it has two purposes. Shabbos precedes the week, and we find that in the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says somebody's lost in the desert and he forgets when Shabbos is. So one man, the Omer, says he makes Shabbos immediately, that day, that he doesn't know what day it is. He makes it Shabbos, then he counts 6 days and makes another Shabbos until he knows when it actually is. The other man, the Omer, says no. He takes that day Sunday, counts 6 days, and then keeps a Shabbos, and then keeps up that. And the Gemara explains that the one who holds he makes Shabbos immediately is like Adam Harishon. Adam Harishon came into the world first, right before Shabbos. So his first full day was a Shabbos. And then there were 6 days. But Klapei the Rabbanu Shel Olam, there were 6 days before Shabbos. So Shaila is, do we go from the Rabbanu Shel Olam's perspective, 6 days and then Shabbos? Or from Adam Harishon's perspective, Shabbos and then 6 days? And we find that Shabbos has both aspects. Shabbos is Makor HaBracha. Whatever's going to happen during the week gets its kolchos from Shabbos. That's why the Shabbos before an event is very auspicious. Shabbos before Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shuvah, Shabbos before Pesach is Shabbos HaGadol, and Shabbos before a Bris is a Shalom Zohar, and Shabbos before a Chasen is an Ufruf. The Shabbos before is significant to what's going to come. So you see, Shabbos precedes the week. And it says that, what's it called, that what gives the week the ability to exist is the Shabbos before it. On the other hand, the obvious thing is Shabbos is the weekend. It's the culmination of the week. The Shabbos after, the Shabbos culminates the week. It's Yom HaShvi, it's not Yom HaRishon. So Shabbos has both aspects to it. From man's aspect, Shabbos has to precede the week. Before you can do any malacha, you have to first know you're not the boss here, but you're a shutuf with the Rabbanu Shalom according to his framework. And then you're a, what's it called, then you can function properly. From the Rabbanu Shalom standpoint, he wants us to know that we're his partners in Maisa Bereishis and that we can create Olam Haba. So he looks at Shabbos as the culmination of everything, Nein Olam Haba. On the surface, those two ideas are contradictory. Because Shabbos, on the one hand, teaches you you're a nobody. You're not the boss, you're just a worker, and know that. Know your place. On the other hand, the Shabbos teaches us that we are partners with the Rabbanu Shalom in Maisa Bereishis. So which is it? Are we exalted partners or are we workers? And we have to remember we're not the boss. The answer is, b'dibur echad nemru. So there is somewhat a stira. It seems like a shomar aspect of Shabbos and the zohar aspect of Shabbos contradict each other. Kamash malah? No, b'dibur echad nemru. There's no contradiction. The same Shabbos that teaches you, you're not the boss. But if you understand that, and you understand that you're a worker, and you work within the misgeret, then you're a very important worker. You're a shutif of Maisa Bereishis. And you create Olam Haba. So the two things not only aren't contradictory, but they go together. They work simultaneously. If you understand both of them together, both are emes. Now this concept of, and the fact, I always like to say a naya kutvort, I think, that Shabbos could have taught us that if we would celebrate it on the first day of the week. Right, where Shabbos is a simon that the Rabbanu Shalom created the world. So why don't we create celebrate Shabbos on Sunday? The Rabbanu Shalom started to create the world on Sunday. We should celebrate creation on Sunday. But that would only teach us that the Rabbanu Shalom created the world. But we wouldn't know that the world has a tachlis to it. This world has a tachlis. He created the world, and beikar it's for Olam Haba, not Olam Haza. Olam Haza is more of a test. It's a nisayon. Right, that you have to pass through. But there's no real tachlis to this world. The ikar is Olam Haba. That's if you would celebrate Sunday. So therefore, you need another limud. We celebrate Shabbos at the end of creation, not the beginning, to show that there's a tachlis to this world. How does that show it's a tachlis? Because if the Rabbanu Shalom created the world for no tachlis, he shouldn't stop creating. You only stop something when either you get tired, bored, or you reach a tachlis. You did what you wanted to do. So the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom stopped creating shows he had a tachlis. He had a plan. And when he reached the plan, he stopped. Because if otherwise, he shouldn't have stopped. He doesn't get tired. He doesn't get bored. So why should he stop? The only reason you stop if you're the Rabbanu Shalom is because you reach what you wanted to do. So that means there's a tachlis to Shabbos. There's a tachlis to the world. The only thing is, then we should have celebrated Shabbos on Friday. That's when the world reached its seal. We need one more thing. Not only is the world created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only is there a tachlis to this world, but the tachlis is not this world. The tachlis of this world is to create Olam Haba. So therefore we celebrate Shabbos on Shabbos to show that the tachlis is beyond this world. It's the day after the creation, which is Hayom Lasosam and Mokar L'Kabel Shorim is Olam Haba. But it's interesting that the Christians celebrate Sunday because they believe that God created the world, but they don't see this world as a tachlis bichlal. They see this world as a test. And the more you can separate yourself and run away from the world, the better you are. So it's good to be celibate and not to wear too many nice clothing and not to have any money and not to talk and live in a monastery and you're kodesh. That's Christianity. So they celebrate Sunday. Very matim for their hashkafa. The Muslims celebrate Friday because they believe that the Rabbanu Shem created the world, and they also believe that the world has a tachlis, except they hold the tachlis is this world. They believe that Olam Haba is this world just continued. Right, all the physical things of this world, that's how they understand Olam Haba. That's the case, so they celebrate Friday. Both things. This world was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this world's very important. In fact, it's the Iker, that's it. We're the only ones who celebrate Shabbos on Shabbos, because we have all three lessons. In any case, that's the lesson of Shabbos. A person can make the mistake and think that he's the boss here in three ways. One is in his personal functioning in the world, the malachas that he does, the creative activity. Second danger is that he thinks that the land that he owns and the development of that land and the bringing out of its peiros is his doing. That's on a more national level. And then there's the actual kinyonim that a person has in this world. Not only what he does, but what he owns. And the things that he creates in this world, and he thinks that they're his creations, can give him that kochi voltsim yadi. So therefore the Rabbanu Shem gave us three Shabboses. One Shabbos to counteract the feeling that you're the boss when it comes to what you do. The second, that you're the boss when it comes to your land and the development of your national interests. And the third, Yovel, which is all kinyonim. That's once every 50 years you remember that what you own is not yours, and it goes back to the original owners, many things. So Shemitah is the Shabbos that counteracts the whole concept of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael being a negative thing. That's why whenever the Torah speaks about Kibush Haaretz, it puts in the disclaimer, local of Kochi Votes, don't say Kochi Votes in Yodi. Like, not even our schus that we get Eretz Yisrael. It's only a matana from the Rabbanu Shalom. And the purpose of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Etzem, is to be able to take everything in Eretz Yisrael, Mekadeshit Lashem. Right? That's why we once explained that the Alamichya, according to the Gra, doesn't mention what's it called, Lecho Mipirio Vazbo Mituva. Because as Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael to eat the fruit. But on the other hand, in the beginning of the bracha, we do say, there is an idea of eating the fruit. So he explained that in Eretz Yisrael, there's the ruchniyistika part of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash, and there the fruit is not an ikar. There the inyan is ruchniyis. But then there's the gashmiyis part of Eretz Yisrael, the rest of the shvatim. And there's an inyan of fruit. The Gemara says there's no fruit in Yerushalayim because people shouldn't go up Aliyah L'Regel, what's it called, for the sake of the fruit. But there is fruit in the other parts of Eretz Yisrael. There's the Chamei Tveri in the other parts of Eretz Yisrael. There it's a positive thing. So explain, first you have to go to Yerushalayim and learn the lesson of how to use that fruit properly. And then there's an inyan all the rest of the places in Eretz Yisrael to use the fruit properly. It's mamish like the idea of Shabbos. We'll see in one second that Shemitah does that. So on the one hand, Eretz Yisrael could be a very dangerous thing. You know, it's my land and I can do what I want with it and I'm the balabos over here. On the other hand, Eretz Yisrael is a very positive thing. You can use everything in Eretz Yisrael. The purpose of Eretz Yisrael is to create a society where everything is Kodesh Lashem and we represent the Rabbanu Shalom. So Shemitah comes to teach me both of these lessons. Same thing as Shabbos. On the one hand, it tells me we're not the balabatim of this land. It's not our land. The Sfarno says, Ki geirim v'toshavi matemi modi. You're only geirim here. We'll see what the toshavim is, but you're geirim. Meaning the Rabban Hashem gave lands to every nation. Gave it to them. Ha'aretz nasan levnei adam. But Eretz Yisrael, the Sfarno says, wasn't included in that. The Rabban Hashem never gave us Eretz Yisrael. Basically, it's the difference. In Miami, this was very good to give a marshal. Right? It's like the difference between a rental apartment and a condominium. Condominium, you buy. It's yours. Right? And you have to pay whatever you have to pay for it and keep maintenance or whatever, but it's your apartment. And nobody can throw you out of it. A rental apartment is, you're not the balabos. There's a landlord. And you only rent it from the landlord. And the landlord, if you don't keep his hora'ot, he throws you out. Because you don't own the place. All the world was like condominiums. The Rebbe Hashem gave it to them, and they do what you want with it. Eretz Yisrael, the Rebbe Hashem only rented to Klal Yisrael. However, if we live the way the Rebbe Hashem wants, then we are the exclusive tenants. Geirin v'toshavi matemi mati. If you understand that you're geirin, then you're toshavim. Then the Rebbe Hashem gives you the land. But if you think that you got the land, it's not your land. That's why that whole Torah starts with Bereishis. That we should know we didn't conquer the land. We didn't take it by ourselves. But the Rebbe Hashem gave us the land. Melech no kasha. How can we take it away? We're ganovim. We took it away from the nation. We didn't take it from anybody. We Bechlal didn't conquer it. The Rebbe Hashem gave it to us. You have to have tainus on him. You speak to him. He owns the world. He can do what he wants. But we didn't. It's a lesson for us that we didn't conquer Eretz Israel. It's not our doing. It's not kochi votzim yodi. It's a matana from the Rebbe Hashem. So therefore, once every 7 years, where you could begin to think that you own the land, you can do whatever you want with it. So the Rebbe Hashem said, you're not going to be able to show your ownership over the land. You're not the owners over here. How do you show that? You don't plant. What's the whole purpose of the land? Plant fruit. Right? Use the land. But the greatest way of showing that you're an owner is zmira, is pruning. Why? Because anybody can come and plant something in my field. I don't have any problem with that. But to cut off things from my thing, even to make it go better, that really shows ownership. Because only a bialim can destroy his thing knowing that it's going to be better. But I want somebody else in my yard to destroy my plants, even though it's going to be better for me. So on Shabbos, it's a different kind of malacha. So Zmira is only a tolda. But on Shemitah, the whole inyan of Eser Avodah is to know I'm not the balabos over the land. And by showing that I can't even do Zmira on my thing, shows that I'm not a balabos. Surely Natiya. So that's the idea of what's it called, the same thing, the payers themselves. They're not mine. They're Hefker. They belong to everybody. And I have to mafker the payers. And I can't do business with them because they're not mine. Masha'ein Kane, what's it called? There's also a second side to Shemitah. The second side to Shemitah is that if you understand that you're not the balabos, but you're a very important partner. And the Rebbe Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael because he wants us to use it properly. And by using it properly, we become his representatives to the world. So therefore, at the same time, when the Shemitah tells me I'm not the owner, I can't work whatever I want, I have to be mafker the payros, at the same time it tells me those payros are kodesh. Because the payros that you create are for you to eat. They're your kalim in Avodah Hashem. You're a very important person here. And what you produced is holy. And therefore you have to use it in a holy way. Not destroy it, not waste it. Use it properly. So there's the same two lessons. The negative, you're not the balabos, but if you understand that, then you're a very important worker, you're a very important partner, and what you create is very holy. So therefore, Shemitah has both aspects. The aspect of not being the balabatim, at the same time of using the world and what we create being holy. And that's why Shemitah is the example. Ma'arin Shemitah Etzel Har Sinai. Just like Shemitah was given with all its details, Kloloseho Protoseho, so too the whole Torah was given like that. We learned that from Gibore Koach Osim. What's the idea? The idea is, and it's the same place we learned Nasa V'Nishma from, Gibore Koach Osim Ritzono L'Shmoa B'Kol Devaro. First they do, and then they hear. Nasa V'Nishma. But that's the idea. Protoseho tells me that the Rebbe Hashem calls the shots. All the details. You can't just do whatever you want. God just didn't give the generalities and say, okay, now do it the way you want it. Everything you have to do exactly as the Rav Amishram said. You're not the balabas. At the same time, there's a klal too. The klal means that the Rav Amishram gave you a framework to create, where you create a holy lifestyle, and what you do in this world is holy. So the prat is important to teach you, not the balabas. You have to listen to every prat. And the klal is important because the klal is there to engender a certain kind of lifestyle that's very positive and very holy. That's why the Chidah says, the Sfarno says that they were mitzvah, they were supposed to go right away into Eretz Yisrael. What was the Indian of Shemitah till Har Sinai, Pashim Pshat, the Sfarno says? Immediately after they left Har Sinai, they were supposed to go immediately into Eretz Yisrael. If they're going to go immediately into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have to keep Shemitah. So the Rav Amishram gave them the mitzvah of Shemitah. It doesn't make any sense. Because even if they would have gone directly into Eretz Yisrael, the first Shemitah didn't happen until 7 years later. There was plenty of time to wait till they got into Eretz Yisrael and for 7 years to learn about Shemitah. Why they have to learn from Har Sinai? But that's only if the observance of Shemitah was an ikar in itself. But if the observance of Shemitah was a limud, to be able to understand how to get Eretz Yisrael, how to be zochet to Eretz Yisrael, right? How to live in Eretz Yisrael and not think you're the balabas, to understand what Eretz Yisrael is all about, then they had to learn about it before they came to Eretz Yisrael. It's not so much keeping it, it's understanding the lesson of it. And the Neila, that answers another kasha. The Chidah says that Sheish Shonim Tizra, the preface to Shemitah, 6 years you should plant. The Sofei Tevas of those words is Shema. Shemitah is Kabbalah Solmachu Shemayim. You're accepting God's sovereignty over Eretz Yisrael, over the world. So he's bothered me. The remnant should not be in Sheish Shonim Tizra. It should be in the Shemitah. Uvashon HaShviis, there should have been a remez to Shema, not the 6 years you're planting. Now that's the idea. The idea is not that Shemitah is for the sake of itself, just like Shabbos. Shabbos is to teach me how to use the other 6 days properly. Shemitah is there to tell me how to plant in Eretz Yisrael properly, not to think you're the balabas, and therefore what you plant and what you have is Kodesh. You're going to use it for the right purpose. So therefore the Sheish Shanim Tizra, the 6 years you plant, that's the Shema. How do you know that? That you know from Shemitah. So the whole concept of Shemitah is the same idea of Shabbos. It has a negative side. Teaches me I'm not the balabas over Eretz Yisrael. I didn't conquer Eretz Yisrael. I can't do whatever I want here. At the same time, if you live properly in Eretz Yisrael, then you create fruit that's Kodesh. During Shemitah, you see that openly. And the rest of the year, you use it for Divrei Kedusha, not only the fruit, but the fruits of your of living in Eretz Yisrael. The Shemi Shmuel says that Hoshana Rabbah is like the Shabbos of Sukkot. Sukkot has 6 days, and the seventh day of Sukkot is like the Shabbos of Sukkot. It puts everything together. Same idea. Sukkot also has a positive idea and negative idea. There's the idea of the Sukkah, Olam Hazeh is Aroi, not important. And then there's the Esrog and Luv. You take the things in Olam Hazeh and you're Sameach with Ne'ashem. If you understand that Olam Hazeh is only Aroi, it's not the Iker, then that Tufel, if you use it for the Iker, is a very important thing. That's why we decorate the Sukkah. Sukkah shows Olam Hazeh is not important, whatever, but you understand it's not important. It's not that it's not important, it's not the Iker. You understand that it's not the Iker, it has to be used towards Olam Haba. It's a very beautiful place. There's a lot you can accomplish in Olam Hazeh. And the Arava, this thinking also represents that. The Arava, on the one hand, if you don't use it properly, you separate it from the others, and it's just an Arava, then it has no Tam and no Reach, no Mitzvahs and no Torah, and it goes to the ground. Mamish, it's the lowest of the low. On the other hand, the word Arava means the highest Shamayim is Aravos. The highest Rakia is Aravos. Because when you take that Arava and you use it properly, and you put it together with the other Minim, right, then you can reach the highest things. Everything in this world can be used for the highest thing or for the lowest thing. It depends what it's connected to. It depends what you're using it with. So, and that's Lamaisa, the Limud of Shabbos. Without Torah, this world is not important. You're not the Balabas, you're nobody. And with Torah and mitzvahs, you can create from this world, Olam Haba. So the same world that has nothing is as tremendous thing. And that's the siyum of the mitzvah of Sukkah and the mitzvah of Lulav. And that's why there's Kaparas Avonos on Hoshana Rabbah. It's just like the first day of Sukkot is Rishon L'Cheshban Avonos. We explained at some point a few years ago, Cheshban Avonos, like the Vilna Gaon says. Till Yom Kippur, we're worried about the din of Avonos, to get rid of the din, all the negatives we did. But on the first day of Sukkot, you start thinking about the positives. Okay, we got rid of the negatives, but how about the positives we could have done? How important is to do positive things? So that's called Cheshban Avonos. And the siyum of that is Hoshana Rabbah, where you see how important it is, Lamaisa. And that's why it says the Psokim, the Gzar Din, is given on Yom Kippur. But it's not handed out Lamaisa until Hoshana Rabbah, because that's the Lamaisa part. Sukkot is, up till Yom Kippur is Sur Meirah. And from Sukkot on is Asei Tov, is the other side of Shabbos and Sukkah and Shemitah, but the positive side. And therefore that reaches its crescendo. So Lamaisa, the Gzar Din, the negative thing, was given already Yom Kippur. But the positive side of it, when is it actually given out? Lamaisa, Lamaisa is Sukkot. So therefore, till the end of Sukkot, the Lamaisa doesn't come out. And therefore, it could be that's the reason why there's a minute to stay up, either all night or a good portion of the night on Hoshana Rabbah, because it's a chag of doing. It says that sleeping is good for a shoyim, it's good for the world, they're doing less, they're just not doing anything. But tzaddikim, it's not good for them to sleep, because when they're sleeping, they're not doing mitzvahs. So staying up shows that inyan of the Asei Tov. And that's why we make a Simchas Beis HaShoeva. There's different shitas whether you should make Simchas Beis HaShoeva Hoshana Rabbah night. But the Gro held you should make Simchas Beis HaShoeva Hoshana Rabbah night, because Simchas Yontev, and it's a positive thing. There's some places that says Slichas Hoshana. People even fast at Hoshana Rabbah. But most is not, the halacha is not right. So Hoshana Rabbah is a Yom Simcha, but the Kabbaras Avonos comes from Yivduas Hashem B'Simcha. It's a Simcha, it's Mechaper. Not so much the same kind of kapara of the Shevi Altasa, the din of Hashanah Yom Kippur. Here it's the Cheshbin that's Mechaper. And the Cheshbin is do, dance, stay up, do things. So that's Leil Hoshana Rabbah. So Yivduas Hashem, we should be able to be Messiahim Chag HaSukkos with a good Siyum. And everybody should have a chasima tova, a piska tova, a kvittel tov, and everybody should be able to see their tzeil in the moon. I'm supposed to not look for it, but in any case, everybody should have a chazoka that they saw it, the shadow of their, it doesn't go by real shadow or whatever, it's something, it's a Kabbalah inyan, not the shadow you can see with your naked eye. And Mirtz Hashem, we should go from that to the Shmini. After Shabbos, after you learn the lesson of Shabbos, then you have Yom HaShmini, which is Kulo Lashem, which is Me'ein Olam Haba. Once you got through this world with the lessons of Shabbos, then you don't have Me'ein Olam Haba, you have Mamash Adei in Olam Haba, where it says that the Rebbeinu doesn't make a machal at Tzadikim, a big dance, he's going to sit in the center, is exactly what Simchas Torah is. The Torah, the Rebbeinu comes in the center, everybody's dancing around and pointing towards the middle, Ze Elokeinu Kivinu Lo. Hashem, we should go Michael El Choyel and be able to accomplish on Hoshana Rabbah we're supposed to accomplish, so be able to finish off the Yontif, which means Atzeres, the way we're supposed to finish it off, and that way have a Gemar Chasima Tova for the entire year.